Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
amen, amen. Change me, amen. We come to be changed on tonight. Welcome everybody to a Wednesday night Bible study. I promise I won't hold you too long tonight. We are preparing for the play this weekend, so hallelujah, and we're just excited about that. And the word of God going forward, even in the play, amen, bringing laughter and joy to all that will be in attendance this weekend coming. So I'm trying to juggle a few things at one time here, but we want to pray before we go into our lesson for tonight, because we're still talking about deliverance and spiritual warfare. So we're talking about fasting and fasting that destroys stubborn demons and strongholds. We're going to talk about that. You know, some people are like, when do I fast? How do I know what to fast? And, you know, what does fasting bring? So we're going to talk about that tonight. Amen. Welcome, Sister Billard and Sister Connie. I know everyone else that's online listening on tonight in Bible study, welcome. And those that will get on later, welcome. Welcome, Grandmother Helen Manning, that's on tonight. Welcome. Bless you. I want to go into this before we pray, because I want to pray a prayer of wisdom, you all. The word of God is very clear. Mama, can you hear me clear? Am I clear?
Yeah, you clear.
Okay, good. Let me know if it gets muffled.
Yeah,
I can hear you clearly. Miss Connie, can you hear me good?
Yes, I can. I can.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I just want to make sure y'all can hear me clear. I got on a headset here today. So, all right. So, we're going to pray about, you know, receiving wisdom. The word of God is very clear on asking for wisdom. Wisdom, true wisdom, comes from God, you all. Jesus is a wisdom as declared in his word in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. God's word to us says to ask for his wisdom. So if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, amen? So who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven, tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. According to James 1:5-8, you all. So go boldly to the throne of grace through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and ask for wisdom. Call, cry out for the wisdom, and his promise to us is that our Heavenly Father will give it to you. Amen. So we want to have wisdom, the wisdom of God. So Heavenly Father, we come now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Lord, we thank you for the set time that you allowed us to come and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Christ, that we may sharpen each other in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We come against every unteachable spirit on tonight, every hindering spirit, spirit of confusion, doubt, disbelief, every worrying spirit, every spirit of pride, every spirit of disobedience, every spirit of oppression and depression. We come against it right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit and the living God, lead us right now in this Bible study. Lead us and guide us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we may hear from our Heavenly Father and receive divine directions and instruction, amen. Oh, Father God, and we just want to say thank you. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, right now in this lesson, in this Bible study, Lord God, on the sign in the house of your children that are in attendance on tonight. Have your way right now, Holy Spirit of the living God, in us and through us. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, that your word gives knowledge, instruction, wisdom, and understanding to all who pay attention to its truth. You promise to impart wisdom to us if we listen to your words and attain unto your wise counsel. So we therefore enter into your presence with trust, knowing that you will give us wisdom according to 2 Chronicles 1 and 10. Heavenly Father, fill us with the spirit of wisdom so that we will be able to discern your will. Amen. With you, Lord, there is both strength and wisdom according to Job chapter 12, verse 13. Heavenly Father, let our mouth speak your wisdom. Lord, because of righteousness you have imparted to us according to Psalm 37 and 30 in hidden parts of our life. Make us know your wisdom according to Psalm 51 and 6. Lord, teach us, hallelujah. Teach us, oh God, to number our days so that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Amen. According to Psalm 90 and 12. Heavenly Father, your wisdom and knowledge makes us happy, and we thank you because the gain of it is better than fine gold. By wisdom, you founded the earth, and by knowledge, you established the heavens. According to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 through 20. Amen. Christ Jesus, we thank you that our eyes of understanding are continually being enlightened, that we may know your calling and the riches of your glory and your inheritance for your saints. Oh God, we thank you. We thank you right now, God, for your exceeding greatness, oh God. We believe, trust, and rely on you only, Father God. Heavenly Father, we believe that Jesus Christ is your Son and that he died on the cross for our sins. We believe that you, Heavenly Father, raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and he now sits at your right hand in heaven, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 23. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for sending Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, who represents your power and wisdom to us. Amen. Because we are in him, amen, and desire to always abide in him. Help us, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help your children right where we are right now, Father God. Change us, oh God, and make us more like you. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that Jesus, hallelujah, has been made unto us wisdom and righteousness, sanctification and redemption. It is the reality that causes us to glory in you forever and ever, amen. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22 through 31, and we thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Amen and amen. Thank hallelujah. You,
amen.
Thank you, hallelujah. Lord.
Thank you, God.
It is so
thank
good
you,
to see
you,
we have
you,
mother.
Amen, amen.
Grandmother Ellen on the line and Mother Cal and Sister Connie and those that are actually tuning in through the internet. We thank you. Mm. You know, the enemy likes to distract us and get us off course.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a phone call come in, an argument. It'll be something to try to take you away from the things of God. The Bible tells us wherever God is at work, the devil is too. So we got to press through those times. We're like, I don't feel like getting on. And we think about it, it's just a phone call. We're literally just a phone call away from being filled, you know, and being renewed by the word of God, healed, delivered, set free, and blessed by the word of God, and receiving the peace that only God can give, and it's in his word, amen. So tonight, you all, again, we're talking about fasting. Fasting destroys stubborn demons and strongholds. A lot of us are dealing with those or have dealt with it or know someone is dealing with it right now, amen. So we're going to start in the book of Matthew chapter 17, verses 20 through 21. That's Matthew chapter 17, verses 20 through 21.
Amen. Glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20 through 21, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So, I want you to understand, Jesus wasn't condemning the disciples for substandard faith. He was trying to show how important faith would be in their future ministry. So as we're talking about tonight, when we look at this particular chapter, you are verse, God wants to break and destroy some stubborn stuff in your life. See, deliverance from all of your enemies is a benefit of walking in covenant with God. Amen. So he wants to set you free from all the wiles of the devil, even the ones you think you will never be free of. Amen. So we're talking about stubborn problems that don't seem to move or break no matter how much you pray or walk. Stuff that just doesn't seem to let go. See, a lot of people have become frustrated and discouraged because it just wears them out. But God has a plan for your deliverance, a way of escape out of the snares and traps of the enemy. The Lord says, you all, in the book of Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 2, if you'll go there with me tonight, 2 Corinthians, and I'll wait for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. So if you're there already, we're going to read, and I'm going to throw for some of us that need a little more time to get there that are online that I can't hear. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Amen. Bible says, for he says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Amen. And in the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I'm going to reference in Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. It says, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord will bring you today. Mm. It's important, you all. You know, and we're talking about this kind that only come out by prayer and fasting. For those who are just getting on tonight, those that come out by prayer and fasting. I want you to understand this, the scripture that's being read, that was just read here. If you're just now getting on the line, you all, I want you to understand this.
Wonderful thing.
I want you to say that God's message, receive the grace of God, receive it, but not in vain. So I want you to understand this, prayer and that kind of come by prayer and fasting. So there are different kinds of demons. And we talked about this during this time of learning about deliverance and spiritual warfare. Some demons are very easy to come out of your life, and some demons always put up a fight. So it takes a lot more strength and anointing to break their power. In the book of Matthew, chapter 17, you all, there is the story of a man who brought his child to the disciples of Jesus, and they could not cure him. The Bible says in Matthew 17 and 18 to 21, which is where your Jesus rebuked the demon, and he came out, and then he came out of him, and the child was healed instantly. So then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. So as we read in scripture, for truly I say to you, if you have faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will be moved. And nothing will be impossible for you. For you, Carol, for you, Sister Connie, for you, Romero, for you, Darvina, for you, Pastor Dorothy, for you, Kim, for you, Brenda Gale, for you, Doris, for you, Jamel, whoever it is, Jayla, whoever it is, for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So the scripture says this kind, which helps us know that there are different kinds of demons. So some demons are stronger than others. Some demons are more stubborn and defiant than others. And there are a lot of reasons why a spirit can be stubborn in a person's life, you all, in your life. So sometimes these things can be so deeply rooted, I mean strong and stubborn, because not only have they been in your life, but they have also been in your family's life for generations. And we've been talking about this during this time of deliverance and spiritual warfare. So sometimes a demon in a person's life is like a plant that has a complex root system. So the deeper the root goes in the soil, the harder it is to pull up that plant. So, and sometimes people have had experience in their lives so many years until they have developed a strong root system. They develop a strong root system. So when they try to pull them out, they don't come out by just tugging at them. So they need to get in the roots, you know what I'm saying, in the root system and cut it and then, you know, let it cut it and then, you know, then pull it out. So, hallelujah. You know, and we talked about this before, just kind of refreshing onto me because we're still dealing with, you know, we live this life, you all, and some days we deal with the same thing every day. And some of us have been dealing with it most of our adult life. Oh. And it just continues to repeat itself. And come on, and you play that thing, and you know, and you cut yourself loose, and you're loose for a moment, and it attaches itself back to you. Okay. Then you're dealing with that thing again and again, and, and you're saying, what is going on? Because it has a deep root system, and it's rooted deeply, and you were born into this. Come on now. And, you know, you were born into it. It came during conception.
Oh.
Or through the birth canal, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Or change because something happened. How many of us can be honest, and we talked about this before, have dealt with something in our past, even as a child that we're still dealing with today, or we finally decided we're going to deal with it, or we're finally going to talk about it, and then realizing this has been a stronghold in my life. This is why I've been bitter. This is why I've been angry. This is why I can't trust. This is why I can't forgive.
Oh.
This is why I can't love.
Mm.
You know, I can't love like Christ. I say it, but honestly, I've never done it. You know what I mean? You know, being in that place, why? You know, why am I dealing with this still? Why am I still going through this? And why am I getting these attacks? There are things that are deeply rooted that only will come out by prayer and fasting. But as we read in the Bible, with no doubt, you got to have no doubt. When you're going to God, you have to have faith with no doubt. With no doubt.
Mm.
And he's being honest. We have to learn to be honest when we talk. Some of us not even honest with God when we're praying. Be honest. Speak those things to God. Tell him what you're going through, how you're feeling, how you don't have faith and you want to believe. Say, Lord, help me with my unbelief. Lord, I want to believe that I'm going to be here, but I've been in this place for long. But Lord, I messed up. I feel ashamed. And I know you're not a God that condemns. I know you're a God that doesn't make us feel shame or guilty. You know, you got to speak that thing to God. Talk because he already know about it and be delivered. Amen. Be delivered from these demons. Be delivered from these spirits that are plaguing that have come from the kingdom of Satan.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So when we're talking about it, when I was at the beginning of the illustration of uprooting, we're talking about, you know, so you can get the illustration of understanding when you plant something and soil has to take root. And some things take deep root, you know. You can't just cut the top and think, you know, you ever see when they cut a tree, it's a stump there. You know, you can cut the tree down, but the roots have already tore up the house, the foundation of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you cut down a tree didn't stop what it's doing up underground, what was really going on up under the soil, what has tore the house up, it has broken the foundation, so now the house is unsettled. And that's the same thing with us. That's the same thing with us in this walk in life and understanding when these demons and these spirits are rooted, you know, have a deep root system. They have a root system.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody ever did any planting? I like plants, but I haven't been the one to plant and take care of my husband. I'm not going to buy you no more plants because you don't take care of them. But those of you that have a green thumb or have done any gardening, then you know all weeds are not the same. You can come across a weed and pull it and pull it, and that thing won't budge. Yeah. So it's been there for so long, its roots got deep into the soil. So when I say stubborn, I'm not referring to stubbornness, which is a demon in itself. See, what I'm referring to is a spirit that is very difficult to remove. So Jesus gives us the key, which is prayer and fasting. I'm not talking about just not eating because that's just a diet. I'm talking about prayer and fasting. So if you are having any of these issues in your life, I believe that prayer and fasting are the way to break their power and drive them out of your life.
Amen.
It's just, there it is. It's just no other way around it, you all. It's just no other way around it. Prayer and fasting. Come aside.
Okay.
Come aside. Get someone to come into agreement with you while you're during this time of prayer, fasting, because we know there's power in numbers. There's power in agreement. Amen. See, when we say stubborn demons and strongholds, it's as if we are facing, you know, Goliath. We're facing that giant in our life. And we know the story about David and Goliath. Jesus. Jesus. Come on, somebody. See, all of Israel was intimidated by Goliath because he was a giant. See, he challenged anybody to come down and fight him for 40 days and 40 nights, you all. Nobody met the challenge until David showed up. David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who would dare to defy the armies of the living God? We're not talking about a dead God. We're talking about the living God, almighty, sovereign God. He said, I'll go and fight him. Then you can look for yourself. One of you all go ahead and go to the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. First Samuel.
Chapter what?
17, verse 26. Chapter 17.
Amen.
Amen.
26. Amen.
Amen. Can somebody read it for me?
And David spoke to the man that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth the Philistines and taken away the rear of Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the army of the living God?
Amen. So David was a fighter. Said, and I pray the spirit of David would come upon you in this hour.
Amen.
And I pray the spirit of David would come upon you. I'm talking to everyone that's on the line today. I pray the spirit of David would come upon you in this hour. See, every time a Goliath stands up and challenges you, I pray that you would say, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Amen. And as David did, may you not only kill the enemy, but also cut off his head. Think about David's weapon, you all. Hallelujah. Think about David's weapon, you all. He tried to use King Saul's armor, but it was too big, you all, and it was too heavy. Come on. He went to battle with his own little slingshot. Come on there. He went to battle, you all, with his own slingshot. You too. Can go to battle with your own slingshot. A slingshot against a dying guy. A slingshot. Come on, they gave him, King Saul gave him armor, you know, to fight a battle as a king, as a soldier. He said, I didn't try this, but I'm going to go in the strength of the Lord. A slingshot against a giant. Hallelujah. Come on now. What you need, you got it right there. What you need, you already got what you need right there. Hallelujah. Right there in your head that you already been using. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God, Jesus. See, sometimes the weapons of God gives us a fight with and defeat the enemy are most unusual. See, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Use the weapon of praise. Amen. Open up your mouth and praise. Give God our praise going on. Use the weapon of worship. Amen. Use the weapon of the word of God. Amen. Use the weapon of prayer and fasting to cry. I am not trying to do this in my flesh. God, I pray, I fast, I humble myself before you. I know that it's not by might or not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord that every mouth should be removed from my life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is time, you all, to be free from every stubborn devil and stubborn person who tries to keep you from doing what God has called you to do. Stand up and say, no devil, this time will leave. I will pray and fast until I get a breakthrough because I will not allow anything to stop me from doing what God has assigned for me to do. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to
thank
God.
You.
We thank you, Lord. Come on now. My Lord, my God, Jesus. My Lord, I want you to understand. Oh, in the Bible says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. When you look in the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, and verify for yourself, verse 12. In other words, when you have hope for something to come to pass, but it keeps getting deferred, you get discouraged and feel like giving up. But when the desire comes, you get what you have been hoping and believing for. You feel alive and invigorated. Hallelujah. Fulfilled. The Bible calls this a tree of life. Amen. See, one of the keys to enjoying life, the abundant life, and enjoying the life in God is to have your hopes come to pass. Amen. When you are always left in a place of hoping and hoping, this deferral turns into hopelessness, discouragement, frustration, depression, and torment. Hallelujah. But when people can't seem to get their breakthrough in particular areas, they just give up. But I want to encourage you today and understand that some just comes out by prayer and fasting. Some have left church or left God because these things that they were hoping would break through was a stubborn, hallelujah, and would not move their lives. But I am committed to seeing stubborn demons and strongholds destroyed. How about you, my sisters and brothers? No matter how strong or stubborn a demon is, God still has all power. They have power, but God has all power. I want you to understand this. One of the most defiant and stubborn animals is the mule, you all. If mules don't want to do something, guess what? You can't make them do it. They just dig in. You have to drag them, you all. See, my prayer is that through and all in all, as we follow and understand and know, even in these Bible studies, amen, that, hallelujah, that you will use the tools and strategies from God to deal with the mule spirit, donkey demons, amen, and all those demons that say no when you say come out. See, sometimes they say no before you say come out. They will come out in the name of Jesus and through prayer and fasting. My God, my God, my God. Amen. Let us pray, you all. I open up the lines. If you have any questions, press 1. If you have any questions, press 1. And I will answer your question. If not, we're going to pray. We're going to pray prayers to break stubborn demons and strongholds. And then we're going to wrap up here tonight. I thank you all for being in Bible study tonight. Amen. Sister Bill, do you have any questions or comments?
My comment was just the comment with David. David, when you say he went with a slingshot, you know, with a slingshot, God was fighting, helping him fight with the battle. In other words, that's what you were saying, right? So in other words, slingshot. With God, you got a lot of rocks. That's my
with
comment.
With God.
I had to laugh. You got a lot of rocks.
Only took one.
Took one.
He said, he said, I'm going to go in the strength of the Lord. And the same God, the same God, when he went out, he didn't say, he didn't give himself the glory. He gave all glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
It's Lord. It's all about
all
him.
Right.
Yeah.
It's all about Lord. It's all about God. It's all about, I want you to understand, it ain't about me. It ain't about, it's all about what God is doing in us. Amen. And if you let him, it is up to you to allow God to work in you, to welcome the Holy Spirit in you. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Sister Connie, what about you, Sister Connie? Yeah. You have any comments or questions?
No. Amen. I'm good. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Darlene, Evangelist Darlene Daly, do you have any questions or comments? Darlene? Okay, I don't hear you. So I don't know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, maybe she can hear. All right, so anyways, I want to go back to the scripture just for a moment here with Sister Billet in 1 Samuel chapter 17 mm-hmm. and verse 45. The Bible says, then David said to the Philistines, you came to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled.
Hmm.
And he said in verse 46, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give it to the corpus of the camp of the Philistines, to the birds of the air and the wild and the beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that, that there is a God in Israel.
Hmm.
So he didn't go in his own strength. And I said, well, we try to do things in our own strength. And God said, I'll be your strength if you let me. And giving God our praise, glory, and honor. Amen. And, you know, he said, and that's what I wanted you to see in Scripture. He said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Jesus, come on. No matter how big your situation is or whatever it is, that is your Goliath, whatever it is. Yeah. Amen. Knowing that God. Because even when we look in the book in 1 Samuel chapter 17, you all verse 37 said, moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion. He didn't say that I delivered myself or did I be. He said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he would deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. You know, because they were looking at him and looking at his size, so he done but a boy. How are you going to fight? How are you going to be able to do this? How? See, the Bible says in verse 33, and Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight. You're not able to go. You, for you are you. And he's a man of war from his youth. But David said to Saul, your servant used to keep his father's sheep. And when a lion or bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it and delivered the lamb from his mouth. And when it rose again against me, I caught it by his beard and struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both lion and bear, and the uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, seeing he has, hallelujah, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God. Moreover, David said, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and from the paw of the bear, he would deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to tell the doctor, doctor, I know what you're saying, but the God I serve who delivered me before and who delivered, going to do it again. So understand what you're saying, and all the doctors going to say, okay, well, go in the Lord, and the Lord be with you.
Amen.
Was he not delivered? When we go over to verses 48, and do we not see that he did not God deliver him? Did David not prevail? In verse 50 it says, so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone and struck the Philistine and killed him. But there was no sword in the hand of David. Amen. Look at God. Be delivered. Amen. We're going to wrap up here. I thank God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. Lord God, we bind right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind and rebuke and cast out every stubborn demon that would attempt to stubbornly hold on to our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every stubborn stronghold and command it to yield to the power of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We put pressure on every stubborn demon and stronghold and break its grip in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We uproot every stubborn root from our life in the name of Jesus Christ. We command every stubborn iron like yoke to shatter and break in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break the power of every proud, stubborn, and arrogant demon that exalts itself against Christ, and we command it to be abased in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break the power of all iniquity in our family that would stubbornly attempt to control our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We come against right now all our abstinent demons and break up their influence in our life in the name of Jesus Christ. weakness. We rebuke all stubborn habitual patterns of failure and frustration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We rebuke all stubborn pharaohs that would attempt to hold God's people, and we command you to let God's people go in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke all stubborn enemies, hallelujah, hallelujah, who stubbornly oppose us and our progress in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We rebuke all stubborn demons that would attempt to resist the power of God and the authority we have through Christ Jesus, and we render you powerless and resist in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every persistent pattern that limits us, and we render it powerless against us and our family members and loved ones in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the power of his name and blood, there is nothing impossible through faith, and we release our faith against every stubborn and obstinate demon, and we resist you steadfastly in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are weak and break down and pressure every stubborn demon right now and stronghold right now. We break it and destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ. You're getting weaker and weaker, amen? And we're getting stronger and stronger. We exercise long war against you right now until you are completely defeated and destroyed from our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We lay siege against every stubborn stronghold through prayer and fasting until your walls come down in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We'll use the battering ram of prayer and fasting to demolish all the gates of every stubborn stronghold in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every Jericho wall fall through our praise, hallelujah, as we lift up our voice as a trumpet against you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every demonic stump be removed from our life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break the will of every stubborn spirit that would attempt to remain in our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have no will to remain. Your will is broken and destroyed. You must submit to the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We come against all stubborn demons and strongholds in our family that have refused to leave us. Hallelujah. We assault every demonic fortress that has been built for generations in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We rebuke every stubborn mule and bull of Bashan from our life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break your will against us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You are defeated and must bow to the name above all names. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The anointing, we decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ and the power in his name. The anointing is increasing on our life through prayer and fasting, and every stubborn yoke is being destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, let us receive the fast that you called us to, oh God, with full instructions and directions in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We bless your name. I thank you all for being in Bible study tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for your service. Thank you for your Bible study service, teaching us the word.
Hey, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you all. As well as God is using me, God is using you all for me. And I just thank you all for being here on tonight, learning together, refreshing, you know, getting to that place of remembering so it doesn't slip our mind that we study the word and stay, you know, over and over, and we get it become part of us, you know, as our daily speech and our daily walk. So this is our lifestyle. Amen. It's something like having somebody to walk with you. Amen.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
God bless you all. You all have a wonderful night. I love you. I thank God for you. I'm about to get run on into rehearsal, and we'll be back here next Wednesday. All right. God bless you. I have a good one. See y'all on the show.
God bless you. All right.
Love you.
Love you too.
You too. God bless you. Remember, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
I want to see
thank you, Lord.
Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear you say,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.